started with this series, and we said that when your good is not good enough, not everyone knows this. Praise the Lord. Not everyone knows what? That their good is not good enough. So the first thing you need to do is to discover. Come on, say discover. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word that is coming with precision, with accuracy, with simplicity, with clarity, with illumination, and with the power. Let us receive your word with illumination. Let your word bring understanding to us. In Jesus' name, amen. For the past weeks, we've been looking at when the best is just not good enough. When you have money, you go to Tesco, your savings is £100, and the TV you want to buy, unfortunately, have increased by 10%. So you went to Tesco just to discover that your TV, £100, has increased by 10%, which means that the percentage increase is 10%. Now, the change in percentage is a serious matter. Now, the price of the product, which was £100, is now £110. And all you've got in your pocket is £100. The last time you trusted in the doctor who you were told that he is the best, of all on the subject matter, he is the best. Now you have fight all your way through just to meet that doctor for him to tell you that it's not going to work. I remember when Brother Edward had to book an appointment and book an appointment from one to the other, and he was told that there was an expert hospital in London. And if you get there, they are the best, they've got the best machine. You got there and they said that nothing is working. Now you ask yourself, what will I do? Ask yourself, what will I do? The Bible said the woman with the issue of blood has spent all her money on physicians. Now she's gotten to the best that she can, but it happened that it was the worst that she could achieve. So the first thing for you to do, I remember when Brother Edwards was teaching, was in during the discipleship class, there was something that was moving through my mind. And I remember many years ago that I could play football and play football and play football so much that I don't realize that I have to go home and eat because I was playing football. There were times I could watch telly that you could be hungry, you need food to eat. But you don't remember, you don't know you need food to eat until they stop the movie, then you realize, I've not eaten the whole day. So not everybody who has got an issue know that they have an issue. So the first thing for you to be delivered is for you to discover that I am in need. I need somebody. When I say your best, nobody can be at their best and achieve their destiny. The only person who can help you to be at your best is God. It doesn't matter how good and sophisticated a machine is. If he hasn't got a manual, it can't function to its best capacity. So there is no way you will have enough just to satisfy what you want. Hallelujah. And we said that when you discover that your best or your best is just not good enough, the next thing you do is to what? Is to cry out for help. Hallelujah. There are certain people who know that they are in need, but they do nothing about it. And the first, what is this movement? All right, there should be, immediately I hold the microphone to preach. Please, all walking must try and cease. Amen. It will surprise you that something good is coming for you and you get up. The Bible never said that the seed was wrong. It said where it fell. The attitude of the place that received that seed is that we determine the success of the seed. Praise the Lord. So there are times things will come and immediately you can. The reason why you are in church is that you are coming to hear from God. And when it got to a time where you have to listen to God, there are times we even sit in a pastoral meeting for hours. We don't move, we don't shake. Because I've been in services where they said there was a woman sitting here. He said he just left. What do you mean by he just left? When the angel of the Lord came down to visit her, she was not there. If you understand the mystery of timing, then you understand in John chapter 5. It taught me a lesson. It is not all the time that God bless his people. There are seasons. It's a time and chances. There are seasons he blesses people. Praise the Lord. Say to your neighbor, he's talking to me. He's talking to me. So the first thing you discover is that you have to cry out. And the level of your cry will determine whether you will receive solution or not. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that blind Bartimaeus shouted and people told him to be quiet. There are times when you start doing what you didn't do before to bring about what you want in your life. People will not agree with you. And most of the time you have to cry out. When you are crying out, you have to be ready to go through the pain to make sure that you succeed. So crying out is very important. I'm listening to a book at the moment on prayer. And he's saying that prayer is good, but more prayer is better. Hallelujah. And I've already told you what prayer cannot do, more prayer can what? Can do. The Bible said Elijah prayed and nothing happened, but he continuously prayed. Daniel prayed and nothing happened. But whilst he continually prayed, the Bible said, the disciples said, we will not get ourselves wasted on other things. We will commit ourselves continually to the word and prayer. So there is something when you do, I don't know whether I said it in the prayer meeting, I said that when two boxers are fighting, there are times one punch, one part of the body of the person, one punch doesn't bring a difference, but continuously, continuity bring about a change. Hallelujah. And I promise you today, as you are about to do certain things, change will be effected in your life. Now somebody is saying that I have discovered that I need help. I've discovered that my best is not good enough. If you are here hearing the sound of my voice, the reason why you have done nothing about your situation is that you don't know who you are. Hallelujah. Immediately you begin to discover who you are, then you know what you have missing in your life. Now, when I discover what is missing in my life, or when I discover that my best is just not good enough, and I begin to cry, what is the next stage? Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. The Bible said in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 3 to 9, then we go to 18 to 19. Verse 3 to 9 said, when David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength to weep. David's two wives had been taken. Had been what? Had been captured. Ahimon of Jeriah and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? I will overtake them. Will I overtake them? And God said, pursue them. He answered, you will certainly overtake them and succeed in this war, in the rescue. David and the 600 men with him came toward Bosor, Raven, where some stayed behind. Amen. The verse number 18 and 19 says, David recovered everything the Amalekite had taken, including his wife, including what? His two wives. Nothing was missing. Say, nothing was missing. Young and old, boy and girl, plunder or anything else they had taken, David brought everything back. David did what? Brought everything back. When your best is just not good enough, just do whatever he says. Say to your neighbor, just do whatever he says. When you discover that you don't have what it takes and you cry, God will come with an instruction. Hallelujah. And I like it. Brother Oke loved this story in John chapter 2 so much that when the disciples, the servants were there, and Mother of Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, whatever he tells you to do, do. Hallelujah. Most of us, we cry to God, but what he tells us to do is not what we do. Amen. Have you ever seen somebody in need and you want to help the person, and the person tells you, this thing you are telling me to do, I've done it before. You are trying to help somebody and the person is trying to tell you, the way you are helping is not how I want you to help. Praise the Lord. So it is very important that when you cry to God, he comes. God is so powerful, but what he is good in doing that he even called himself by is that he's a word. When you cry to God, he will send you what? A word. Praise the Lord. The Bible said the whole story started when David was sent back to Ziklag by Achish. When the Philistines refused to go to battle against the Israelites with David. In chapter 29 of 1 Samuel. In a chapter 30 of 1 Samuel, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day and noticed that the Amalekites have won, attacked and burnt Ziklag. Hallelujah. This happened and all the cattle and the possessions have been kidnapped and all the women and children have been burned. Listen to me carefully. I was surprised that they said that everything was taken away. But the Bible said that the Bible separated the two wives of David. When you see the wife of the king, you can't blink your eyes twice. You keep your eyes on it. Because the king chooses the best woman in town. So the Bible is trying to tell you that even the two wives of who? Of David have been taken. If you want to understand this more, then you have to visit when Abraham visited a place with Sarah. And the Bible said that when they saw the beauty of Sarah, they would have killed Abraham. But he said what? Tell them you are my what? My sister. And the Bible said that even with that one, the king nearly jumped through the corner. Praise the Lord. So the king's wife, they are very, very beautiful. You can look at Esther. They are prepared specially for the king. If she passed, because how would your wife be beautiful than that of the king? It's an error. Praise the Lord. So the king always chooses the best. There are times the king can be walking around and would discover a lady. He said, whose daughter is this? And that is it. Praise the Lord. So if we are talking about impossibility, it means it was impossible to recover all. Hallelujah. These were women, men wouldn't want to waste time on them. The Bible said that particular night, the king nearly jumped on the woman. But God spoke to her and said that don't touch the wife of the prophet. So there are some, when they say the two wives were taken, it means that the beautiful things were taken, which means that everybody wants to touch it and utilize it instantly. In the olden days, when somebody goes to battle, they hardly keep anything of it. When they attack the whole Ramsgate, what they do is that they have to make sure that everything in Ramsgate is being condemned, because if they take anybody, if maybe two countries are fighting, the Bible said what? The Bible said that the Amalekites, when they attack a place, what they do is that they don't take anything of it back, because when they take it back, that which they take back can rise up and what? And overcome them. So according to the mind of David and the way David was operating, anything that he touches, any town he touches, even to the point when you read your Bible carefully in a subsequent verse, when David and the people attacked the Amalekites, the Bible said they destroy all. I will explain to you in a minute. So to recover all was one of the things that was really impossible. The Bible said this scripture will make you understand that crying to men and with men wouldn't bring a change. Crying to men and with men wouldn't bring a change. But crying to God brings a change. The Bible said that those people, listen carefully, there are certain people you are crying with. Get ready, they will stone you soon. It is not that David had his wife and children left behind, but his children and wife, two wives. I'm wondering how many of the soldiers had wife, two wives. His wives have been taken away. Now we are all crying, but they were thinking to stone him. Praise the Lord. Now everything was what? Was down. He couldn't encourage himself with himself. He couldn't encourage himself with the people. But the only way he could encourage himself was to encourage himself in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have you ever gotten to the point where the only thing you can lean on is the word of God? And I believe today solution will come to you. The verse 4 of the chapter 30 of 1 Samuel says that, so David and his men wept so loud until they had no strength to weep. Praise the Lord. If you weep at the wrong place, you can't receive your solution. The Bible said they had no strength to weep. And as you are seated here, there are certain places you will waste your strength and you will receive no solution. But today, after the end of the service, wherever your strength will be disposed, you will receive result. Your amen is too weak. The Bible said that they were in trouble and distress. And the first thing they did was that they discovered that something of theirs have been taken away. And the Bible said the second thing they did, as we said last week, they cried. But David cried unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. So he cried unto all, unto God. And the Bible said that David was greatly distressed because the men were thinking of stoning him. Normally, when people are attacked, they are killed immediately. The Bible said that these men who were sent there, they were 600 men. 600 men, when you read the subsequent verses, it tells you that 100, I think is it 200? 200 of them were so weak they didn't move to the next level. They couldn't move. So they stayed behind and 400 moved forward. That should tell you that what they had, these were people who left the Israelites and followed David because he was going to become a king. Hallelujah. So 400 going to fight a whole army that have tried and solidified themselves was really impossible to overcome them. But when David cried unto God, the Bible said, God said, I want you to pursue after them. Now, one of the things I want to stress on here is that not everybody who is distressed cries to God. And some of you always, we are not in the business of inquiring of the Lord. Most of you have gone through things in life, if you had inquired of God, you wouldn't have pursued. Even though they didn't have what it takes, even though they didn't have the strength and the people to fight, they could have easily decided to go by the pressure and by the pain they were going through. Don't attack your enemy by only your pain. It doesn't work. Praise the Lord. When David and Goliath were going to fight, if David went to face Goliath because he was insulting the people, he would have died. But attack your enemy with your pain and with your God. Praise the Lord. Most of you, because there were things you could do in the moment of the heat, you didn't inquire of God. When you saw that the man had money, the man is, I was listening to a particular joke. It's good to laugh. Say to your neighbor, it's good to laugh. One of the jokes I was listening to, it's not a joke, but one of the clips. A lady was telling a man how important and how he wants his husband to be. So this woman, the man is interested in what they were talking. And the lady said, I want a man who has got integrity. A man who is handsome. A man who is respectful. A man who loves God. A man. Then the lady had a phone call. He said, it's my daddy, it's my spiritual, it's my pastor. So she picked the phone and said, hello, pastor. He said, you want me to do some rounds for you? Oh, I'm in the airport. I'm waiting to board my flight right now. And the man said,
You are in the airport.
He said, oh, yeah, I'm in the airport. I'm going right now. When I come back, I'll contact you. And immediately the lady put the phone down. The man said, what? Hey, you're not at the airport. He said, oh, don't worry. These people, they want to worry me. Immediately, the guy also had a phone call. And this was coming from somebody. He said, hello. Who are you? Hello, how are you? He said, this is my friend. I want to have to pick the call. He picked the call. He said, I want to come and visit. He said, no, don't come. I'm in the program at the moment. I'm there with Christian actors. They are here. We don't want to disturb anybody. He said, don't come. I'm not in the house. He said, why is it that the lady on the other side said, why is it that there is no music on the background? He said, don't worry. I'm outside. That is why I'm talking to you. I'm going inside. Then took the phone of the lady and switched on a gospel song. He said, I told you I'm there. You see the gospel song? It's ringing. You see, they are in. Immediately, the guy put the phone down. The lady said, hey, you are the father of all lies. And the guy said, I thought you are also the queen of all lies. What am I trying to drive at? There are times that what you want is not the way you are. When you are dealing with a God who has got integrity, integrity must be the foundation of your life. You cannot become something you are not. Most of us, what we are pursuing after is contradictory to who we are. The Bible said in the moment of the heat, they didn't just attack. There are most of you, when you get upset, you don't think before you act. You act before you think. The Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord is God. And the Bible said that God said, what? Pursue and you will recover. If it was you and I, we will explain to God how impossible it is to recover. Because these were men who were tired. They were tired so much that 200 of them were even tired to proceed. If you are going to fight a battle and you are already tired, what success are you going to have? But the Bible says that David didn't question God. David didn't explain to God what he has got. But David did what? Obeyed God. My spiritual father, we are having a study on WhatsApp. And we are trying to explain why. When the Israelites wanted a king the first time, they had to what? They had to pick a man who has got the stature of the sort of king they want. They chose a man from the Benjamites, the tribe of Benjamin. And the Bible said that when they told Saul he was going to become a king, he said it is not possible. Praise the Lord. So he was selected from the tribe of Benjamin and he told them how impossible it should be because I am coming from the least of the least. But when God chose David, who is coming from Judah, the Bible said he didn't, when you are somebody who is a praiser, somebody who is a worshiper, when God gives you instruction, you don't question him. Hallelujah. When God gives you instruction, you don't question God. David didn't tell God how tired they were. David cried to God. Most of us, we have discovered that what we are in is not good. We have discovered that where we are is not good. And we have started crying out. But the more we cry out to God and God gives us divine instruction, the more we begin to tell God how impossible it shall be for us. It is good for you to cry to God, but are you ready to listen to what he tells you? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before a woman would tell you that I don't have food for my children, it means that she has really set for it. The Bible said the prophet, God said, I've sent you to this woman who will feed you. But when the woman, I don't know, you might say that the woman didn't cry to God, but this was a woman who respected the prophet. By her engagement with the prophet, you understand that he respected God. The Bible said this woman, I believe that she wanted a solution for her lack of food in the house. Now God, her cry, have committed God to send her a prophet. Now the Bible said that when he got there, the Bible said the prophet said, prepare the food for me first. Let me eat it, then see what will happen. Most of you will speak like the woman. He said, when the prophet said, give me water, she was going. But when the prophet said, prepare food for me, he said, didn't you hear what I said? I said, what is left for me is to eat with my child and I, and we will die. Some of you, when you cry to God and God gives you an instruction, there are times when you cry to God, God will speak a word. And when you look at the word from the fleshly point of view, you will never be able to take the right step. Say to your neighbor, take the right step. The Bible said that when David was given instruction, he didn't look at his surrounding. He didn't look at what his strength could do. Because his strength is made perfect in his weakness. When God is in control, most of you, maybe you might have tried something and you didn't succeed. But God sent me here to tell you, if God tells you to do something which you have done before and you fail, get to know that because God said it, you shall not fail. It's about time you begin to understand that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but it is God who showed mercy by his word. If God said to David, David, I want you to pursue them, it is not just pursuing, but the strength of Jehovah came upon them. And the Bible said that when David obeyed God, something happened. Say to your neighbor, something happened. The Bible said that in the chapter 30, verse 11, the Bible said when they obey, sometimes when God gives you instruction, you will not see everything that needs to be seen for you to believe. Listen to you, I'm going somewhere with this. There are times God will give you divine instruction and you will not see what you need to see to believe. But as you take the step of faith, he begins to provide. When the Israelites were surrounded at the Red Sea, God said, don't stop, move forward. Where were they moving forward to? What were they moving forward to? Into the sea. But as they proceed, the sea began to part. The Bible said in the verse 11, what did he say? The Bible said they find an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. As they were going, they didn't know how they would see the people. They didn't know where they would see the people. They didn't know how they would find the people. But the Bible said as they obeyed God and took that step, following the voice of God, God began to bring the Egyptian on their way just to make sure that they get to the place at the right time with the right strategy. Some of you, you will not see the Egyptian in your life. You will not see the man God has sent into your life to bring you deliverance until you take the step God is asking you to take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we wanted to start this ministry, I wanted the place of worship, but I spoke to some when I took the step of faith and I said, we are starting. God sent somebody to direct me to somebody to pave the way. But until you take that step, you are not going to see the glory. Most of you, God have told you to start a business and you are looking at your capital. You are looking at how people have failed in the same business. And God is instructing you to start. Immediately you start, you will see something happen. Praise the Lord. When God speaks to you, are you ready to listen? There are times what God tells you will not make sense. Say to your neighbor, it will not make sense. Say to your neighbor, it will not make sense. I've seen many people who are in need of money. And the only money they have in their pocket was what God told them to give. A certain gentleman came to church. He needed money to pay his fees. The only money he had, he decided to pick that money. And he said, God, what I have is not good enough. He put it in the envelope and put it in the offering bowl. Whilst he placed it in the offering bowl, the man of God was sitting somewhere there. And the man of God located this man because of his step. And this man who was going to preach stood up and said, I saw a gentleman just drop some money into the offering bowl. I know that money you put into the offering bowl is for your school fees. It wasn't enough. And you decided to give all to God. God have just instructed me to pay your fees and the subsequent fees. The only way that solution would have come is when that man took that step of faith. It doesn't make sense to the man, but it makes sense to God. If God tells you to do something, it makes sense to God. Say to your neighbor, it makes sense to God. Hallelujah. It makes sense to who? To God. I don't know who you are, but some of us, we are crying to God, but God is giving us an instruction, but we are not listening. If you don't listen to God, then what is the point in asking? If you can't trust God, if you can't depend on God, I went to the university and God told me that I want you to serve me. And I cried to God, and the more I cried, some of you, I don't know. When you are walking, one of the things I believe in, when you are walking with God and God gives you an instruction, you better follow it. That is why you don't joke and compromise with the things of God and ask God to help you. The Bible said in spite of what they have, David obeyed God and God sent a man who was an Egyptian to lead them to the party where he could kill the people before they discovered. I know there are certain things that have been assigned to you. There are some things you have lost. And the final conclusion is not for you to lose them. Some of you are crying and you don't even have strength to cry. But it is about time you begin to inquire of God. And after you inquire of God, God will begin to speak to you. And when he speaks to you, are you ready to listen? Say to your neighbor, just listen. Oh, I don't know who it takes, but my Bible say the prophet of the Lord in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 4, 2 Kings chapter 4, the Bible said the widow was there, and the Bible said the husband of this widow was a prophet, and the Bible said he borrowed and that caused him to be in trouble, and because that caused him in trouble, the sons of this man was going to be taken after he died. And the Bible said that the woman spoke to the prophet and he said, what do you have in your house? He said, I have a little oil. I spoke about this some few days ago, a few weeks ago. He said, I have a little oil. And the Bible said, the prophet said to the woman, the same thing that caused you to be in trouble, I want to use the same thing to bless you. The same thing that was going to cause your children to be taken away from you, that is by the strength of the borrowing. He said, go and borrow vessels. And I want you to lock yourself in the room with your son. To man, it will not make sense. But to God, it makes sense. When God gives you an instruction, you just need to obey. When the woman obeyed God, in spite of how impossible it may look like, today you can hear the story and you think it is easy. But this woman was a woman who had a little oil. And she had to pour it into bottles, into jars. Maybe if I told you to do that today, you would tell me the importance and the limitations that go with that instruction. But with God, it doesn't make sense. With God's instructions, sometimes it doesn't make sense. But when you take the nonsense of God and begin to utilize it, it will begin to confirm the wise. Come on, say to your neighbor, it is time to obey. I don't know who you came here for, but some of you, God told you, I will cause you to buy a house. God told you, I will pave a way for you in the UK. God said, I will bless you and your blessing will be so much important that it will be announced on CNN. But yesterday, you are not ready to obey the little steps of God. I came here to tell you that when you obey God in the light of his word, what a glory he sends on your way. The Bible said, Gideon was going to fight, and God said, reduce the number. When the people they were going to fight with were more than Gideon's family. But when God gave you instruction, when he told you to do something you couldn't do before, he told you to take a step. There are certain steps when they are not taken in God, it is foolish. But so far as it is coming from God, none of the instructions of God is stupid, because the Bible says he watches over his word and he brings it to pass. I am yet to tell somebody something, that when you want to obey God, how can God call Abraham, that he is the father of many nations, but yesterday he wanted him to sacrifice Isaac? When you begin to tell your Sarah about how God wants you to kill your Isaac, they will begin to tell you that it doesn't make sense. But I'm here to tell you that God is not in the ministry of making sense. Everything he has ever done was out of nonsense to men. That is why he said, the gospel to them that are perishing, it is foolishness because it doesn't make sense. But to us, it is the power. Come on, say power.
I don't know what you know, but I'm here to tell you that if you want to walk with God, then you must be rest assured you can't walk with men, because God will tell you so, and men will tell you rape. I don't know how far you have been down, but I'm here with this three series to tell you, after you have discovered the storms of your life, after you have started crying to God, the next thing God is going to do is he's going to give you instruction. Are you ready to just obey? In John chapter 2, verse number 2, the Bible talks about when Mary said to the servant, if you want a miracle from God, then put servanthood around your life. The Bible says, he said to the servant, whatever he tells you to do, I want you to do it. In the year 2017, God promised us that the year of 2017 is the year of our new beginning. But I came here to tell you the new beginning will start when we begin to experiment the voice of God that he spoke to us. Men will think that we will fail, but if the instruction is coming from God, it shall be possible. Say to your neighbor, it shall be possible. Oh, come on, say to your neighbor, it shall be possible. How can God send a man called Moses, who is being wanted in the land of Egypt? How can God send him there to deliver the Israelite? It is two impossibilities. He said, I will make a way where there seems to be no way. Precious one, I want you to just obey God. I thought that if you want to live your life, you have to live your life from one state to the other. Later the I realize that if I want to gain my life, then it is about time I lose my life. Come on, give your neighbor a high five and say, neighbor, it is time to obey him. It may not make sense. It may not make sense when you come to me for counseling and you tell me that my husband is doing some things I don't like. I will not tell you to quit your marriage. I will tell you begin to submit. I will tell you begin to love him more. I thought the Bible said when you speak to the worldly people and you told them and you tell them that you have enemies, they will tell you, I want you to hate them back. But my Bible said, I love them that hate you. Why? It doesn't make sense. God is not in the ministry of making sense. He's in the ministry of making the supernatural cause the natural to support the not supernatural. Say to your neighbor, God is about to work some things. Your amen is weak. I know you are looking at what you are able to do, but I came here to tell you, if you don't obey God in the light of his word, you aren't going to see his glory. It is not just, I remember the last one I'm saying, the Bible said Jesus prayed for a man who was blind, and he told him to go and wash his face in the water. The man didn't ask question. All he did was to obey and he received his sight. Maybe you are sitting there trying to ask yourself, how can I walk to the river? How can I get myself into the water if I can't even see? Immediately you begin to take that step, doors will begin to open for you. I know you are telling yourself, how will I succeed in my education? I came here to tell you, you will succeed by just obeying. I say to somebody today, you will not fail. Come on, say to your neighbor, you will not fail. You will succeed because you have made a decision to listen to God. In the year 2017, it is our year of new beginning. It's about to loose us from every chain. The disciples wanted to save Peter, but they didn't go out to save him. They encamped in the place. It doesn't make sense, but God will use the foolishness of this world to confine the wise. Precious one, God doesn't give things instructions that make sense. Stand on your feet. God doesn't give instructions that make sense. Because Jesus, the one we are following, he was conceived with a method that didn't make sense to men. The mother of Jesus said, how can it be? Please stop asking, how can it be? Just obey. My God, my Father, your tears will not bring your change. The Bible said they cried till they had no strength to cry.
And I know some of you, you have cried, you think people will have pity on you. The only person who can have mercy on you is God. I want you to lift up your right hand. Say, Lord, as I've come to you today, open my eyes to see my deficiency. Open my eyes and empower me to pray. And as you talk to me, give me more grace to obey. In the name of Jesus. Come and begin to pray to God. Come and begin to pray to God. There are some things you have not prayed about because you've not seen them. There are some things you have seen and you have not experienced change because you've not obeyed God. You want to pray today and say, God, empower me to obey you. In spite of the fact that it will not make sense, I want to see your glory in my life. I want to see your power in my life. I pray today, let me embark on the step that does not make sense to men, but makes sense to you, oh God. Begin to pray like you believe what the Bible said. David recovered all. I pray today that in the ministry that we find ourselves, may we begin to recover all. Anything that the Lord has apportioned for us, may nothing that belongs to us be taken away. The joy of our marriage, may it not be taken away. The respect and the joy of our family, may it not be taken away. May our children respect for us, may it not be taken away. Come on, begin to pray, somebody. My education, the success, my first class, may it not be taken away from me. Come on, begin to pray. The joy of my finances, may it not be taken away from me because I've decided to obey you. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. I need to take what is mine. The Bible says he recovered what is his. Anything that is yours, may you recover it. Anything that is yours, may you recover it. Everything that is yours, may you recover it. The divine health of your life, may you recover it. The good relationship God has placed in your life that you have lost, may you recover it. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said they recovered all. Open your eyes and look at me. Please. If the Bible is not afraid to tell you that David and the people took something that were not theirs. The Bible said they got what belonged to them and they recovered what? All. The Bible said the thing that have been revealed to us belong to us. I want you to hold the hand of your neighbor. And you want to pray for them that God give them the strength to give to David. That everything in their life that you have given to them, may they recover all. Begin to pray for them. Begin to pray for them. I pray in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. That marriage, that relationship, that education, that grace that we are looking for, I pray, God, everything that belongs to you that have been taken today, may the strength that came upon David, in spite of his emotions, he was able to encourage himself in the Lord in the name of Jesus. I pray today that everything that I've been apportioned to you, everything that I've apportioned to your marriage, everything that I've been apportioned to your finances, everything that I've apportioned to your relationship with God, I pray today that may you recover all in the name of Jesus. In the power of the Holy Ghost, may you recover all, recover all, recover all, recover all. Receive the strength to recover. May you begin to recover. Anything that I've been taken, may it be restored unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Lift up your two hands. Father, I pray today, in the power of the Holy Ghost, that may strength come upon us. May we not delight in just crying, but may grace locate us that we will encourage ourselves in the Lord. May the strength that came upon David, that is able to cause him not to look at what he's able to do, but what God is able to do, may it come upon you. That from today you will recover all. Come on, shout, I will recover all. Come on, shout, I am recovering all. In the name of Jesus. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Take your seat, take your seat. I want to beg of you, don't pause it now. God is giving instruction. God is giving what? Instruction. I want to plead with you. How can the children of Israel be crying for deliverance when the deliverance came? They started attacking the deliverer. Precious one, our ways are not his ways. Our deeds are not his deeds. I came here to tell you that God said some of you, you are crying, but you are not ready to listen. I pray that the grace that caused one to obey God in spite of what he will be going through come upon us. In the name of Jesus, we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.